This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What could you buy for $450? How about a credit card? Somehow, the new Chase Sapphire Reserve card with an annual fee of 450 smackers has become a viral hit. As Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, the fancy card has found a market among 20 and 30-somethings.
The Chase Sapphire Reserve card was so popular out of the gate that the company actually ran out of the metal alloy used to make the cards. Heck, people are even uploading unboxing videos.
And then here's the card.
So what's going on? Well, for one, Chase is offering new customers 100,000 points worth up to $1,500 in free travel, much more than rival premium cards such as Amex's Platinum card and Citi's Prestige card.
So it's slightly different from premium cards of the past.
Andrew Davidson is with the market research firm Mintel. He says the travel focus is a big hit among millennials who value experiences over status.
It's not just about relying on the cachet of owning a premium card, but it's sort of demonstrating this value for money that I think appeals to younger consumers.
But others see a hard ceiling for this market.
Those cards aren't for everybody. I personally would never spend $450 for an annual fee.
Bill Hardikoff is the CEO of LowCards.com, a consumer site for credit cards. After the sign-up premium is spent, he says many people simply move on to other credit cards. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.